The Jack Benny Program, transcribed and presented by Lucky Strike, the cigarette that's toasted to taste better.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette. They take fine tobacco. It's light tobacco. It's mild tobacco, too. And it's toasted. Yes, it's toasted. Because the toasting brings the flavor right through. So to get better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette.
This is Don Wilson, friends. That version of the Lucky Strike song Dorothy Collins just sang may be different in tempo, but the story is still the same. A Lucky tastes better because it's toasted to taste better. You see, better taste starts with fine, mild, good-tasting tobacco. L-S-M-F-T, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And then that tobacco is toasted. It's toasted is the famous Lucky Strike process that brings Lucky's fine tobacco to its peak of flavor. Tones up this naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So, friends, remember that next time you buy cigarettes. And be happy. Go Lucky.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette.
Strike Program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood is the glamour capital of the world. And since Saturday night is the time your favorite stars get together for those gay parties you read about, let's go back to last night and see what's going on in Jack Benny's Beverly Hills mansion.
Everyone sure seems to be having a good time, boss.
Well, certainly they're having a good time. When you give your guests good food, a big orchestra, and the champagne flows like water, how can you miss?
Yeah.
Well, close the window, Rochester. We can't watch Ronald Coleman's party all night. Big show-off. Close the window. Good. Now help me off this box.
Yes, sir.
You know, Rochester, I just can't understand it.
What, boss?
Well, the Colemans and I are next-door neighbors. And when Ronnie first moved in, I used to go to all his parties. But the last few years, he's had a dozen big affairs, and I haven't received an invitation to a single one of them. What do you suppose it could be?
Maybe you lost your address.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's finish our game of gin rummy.
Okay, it was your turn to throw a card.
Yeah. Let's see now. First you discarded the ten of clubs, then the three of spades, the six of hearts, the jack of diamonds, the eight of hearts, the five of spades. What's so funny?
It sure helps when you've got them written down.
Look, you play your way, and I'll play mine. I hate to break up my hand, but this is the only safe card I can give you. Here you are, the king of spades.
Gin!
Are you lucky? Deal them up again. Rochester, are you sure I didn't get an invitation to Coleman's party?
Positive.
See, they must have sent me an invitation and got lost in the mail. Excuse me a minute.
What are you doing, boss?
I'm going to call the post office. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind.
While you're about it, boss, tell them they didn't deliver the gas bill this month either.
It's your play, Rochester. Gee, I got a pretty good hand this time.
You'll need it.
Why?
I got gin.
Again? That's the most unusual. I'll get it. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Mr. Benny?
Yes.
Well, this is Sherwood, Mr. Coleman's butler.
Oh, Sherwood. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Mr. Coleman was a trifle embarrassed to even broach the subject at this late hour. But we're having a party here.
I know. 183 guests.
Oh, I say, you've been on that box again.
I'm such a devil, aren't I?
Well, at any rate, Mr. Coleman thought you might like to slip into your tuxedo and come over.
Would I? I certainly would, Sherwood. I'll be glad to come over.
Good. And remember, you serve from the left and remove from the right.
Now, look, Sherwood, I'm not waiting on tables for Ronald Cohen or anyone else. So, goodbye. Of all the nerve. They can keep their party. I'm just as happy here at home with you, Rochester.
But, boss, I'm going out tonight.
Going out? Gee, I thought you were going to stay with me.
I'd like to, but I made plans to take the night off.
But, Rochester, you were off last week.
Oh, boss, you're not counting Tuesday night, are you?
Well, why not?
That's when I had my appendix taken out.
What's the difference? You didn't get home till 3 a.m. Whole night he wants for that. Well, if you want tonight off, you better get started then.
Okay, I'm going upstairs and put a tie on.
Everybody wants time off. Gee, what'll I do with myself all night? There's only someone I could play cards with. I wonder if Remley's home. Eh, he cheats. Gee, this is going to be a boring evening. I don't know what... Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny. This is Dennis.
Oh, Dennis. What do you want, kid?
Nothing. Are you going to be home tonight?
Yes, why?
Well, I thought I might come over and visit you.
Oh, wonderful, Dennis. Come on over.
Okay. Don't go away. Goodbye. Right.
Goodbye.
I'm ready to go, boss, but if you really mind staying alone...
It's all right, Rochester. Dennis just called. He's coming over to keep me company.
Oh, that's nice of him.
It sure is. I see, I wonder what I can serve him.
Well, there's sandwich bread and some cold cuts in the refrigerator.
Yeah, and Dennis has such a sweet tooth. Have we plenty of candy?
Oh, yeah. We've got caramels, Tootsie Rolls, licorice, and some old Henry bars.
Oh, good.
Shall I put them in the machine?
No, I can do it. You run along.
Okay. Good night, boss.
So long, Rochester. Gee, it's nice of Dennis to want to spend the evening with me. We'll sit around, he'll talk to me, discuss his problems, drive me nuts. Anyway, I'll be alone, so it'll be nice. Now who can that be?
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
Dennis. How'd you get here so fast?
I was next door at the Coleman's party.
What?
I would have got here sooner, but I walked.
Now, look, Dennis, I'm in no mood for any...
Shh, not so loud. If they find out I'm with you, they might not let me back in.
You might not have got that line out, either. Look, Dennis, why don't you go back to your party?
Well, don't you even want to hear my song for tomorrow's show?
No, I don't.
But it'll cheer you up.
All right. Go ahead and cheer me up.
I've changed my mind.
Dennis, sing that song!
Okay, what a sore head. An Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo belay. When that rogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away.
An Englishman has manners, an Englishman has charm. They say it's truly difficult to raffle his aplomb. He'll hold you and he'll kiss you, but wherever he may be. At 4 o'clock he'll have to stop to sip a cup of tea. But an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll be giving you and beguiling you with his hullabaloo belay. When that rogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. Italian men are fiery, Italian men are warm. And when they love with all the fury of a storm. But you can turn the flame to ice and make them run for life.
for all you gotta do is eat spaghetti with a knife.
An Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo belay. When that rogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away.
A Frenchman is romantic, and the French have savoir faire. When he makes love to you, it's always très, très débonnaire. He'll say to you,
toujours l'amour, my life and you depends.
But next day he'll be making love to two of your best friends.
But an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo belay. When that rogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away.
The German man is steady. The German man is smart. For he'll come around and around again to win the Fräulein's heart. But you can lose him easily and make him hide his face. When he comes around to see you, tell him, this is not the place!
An Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo belay. When that rogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away.
Dennis, now that you've let me hear your song, go back to the Coleman's party before you drive me crazy, will you? And you can tell him for me that... Come in.
Hi, Jack.
Why, Donzie, come on in. What are you doing here, Don?
Well, Jack, you know the little woman's out of town, so I just thought I'd drop by and see if you'd like to take in a movie with me.
A movie? Gee, I'm glad you thought of it. That's a wonderful idea. I didn't have anything to do tonight. I've been to a movie in months. Maybe Dennis will go with us.
Dennis? Where's he?
He's standing under your stomach. Dennis.
Please don't laugh, Don. I'm too young to die.
Hey, Dennis, you want to go to the movie with us?
Sure, what's playing?
Well, I was going to the Palisades Drive-In. They're showing that new English film there, Murder in Piccadilly.
Oh, let's go there.
And they've also got a surprise second feature. I hear they've had some great ones lately.
Hey, I like that two feature. Gee, that sounds pretty good. I've never been to a drive-in. Now, come on, fellas. My car's in the driveway.
Hey, I think we're getting near the drive-in theater.
There's a cowboy picture at the Strand.
Dennis, you'll go where we go. You're only along.
Oh, Jack, stop. The light's changing.
Okay.
Say, look who's in the car next to us.
Where? Why, it's the sportsman. Hi, fellas.
Hope you have a nice time, fellas.
A nice time? Where are they going, Don?
Oh, don't you know, Jack? They're going away for the weekend.
Oh. Hey, where are you going, boys?
We're going to Gilly Gossenpepper, Katzenel, and Bogan by the sea.
Oh, Gilly Gossenpepper. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I've been there many
times.
There's a tiny house.
By a tiny stream.
Where a lovely light.